praise the Lord.
我哋好感恩。
Are you happy? Are you
大家开唔开心啊？
I always ask this question.
我成日都问咁嘅问题噶。
Who's the happiest Christian here?
我要 switch 啊，谁是最开心的基督徒？
You know that's important because the joy of the Lord is our strength.
因为神的喜乐就是我们的力量。
And I have learned over many years, you can be an intercessor, you can pray much for the lost, but you could still have all the joy of the Lord.
Now, 你可以是成为神的那个很好的代祷者，你可以为神做很多事情，但是从来不要失去神的喜乐。
Now, my wife and I are in a special season of our lives.
那我和我太太现在进入一个很特别独特的季节里面。
And I said to the service, those in the service last night,
我已经跟昨天晚上的聚会的人讲了
that in the month of December,
在十二月的时候
just the month December passed,
就是过去的十二月
that my wife and I celebrated a very special anniversary.
我和我太太庆祝了一个很特别的我们的周年
We celebrated our 100th wedding anniversary, 100 years.
庆祝了我们结婚100周年纪念日。
And that was 50 years for her.
对她来说五十年，对我来说也是五十年。
And you add 50 and 50 together.
五十加五十。
And that's 100.
那就是一百。
And so we have had a joyful experience in the ministry.
那我们也在我们服事当中非常非常的欢喜。
And you know, as you get a little older, sometimes you tend to forget things.
你知道吗？年纪大了，有时候就会忘记事情。
And so we're at that age. Sometimes I don't remember what I preached here the last time.
因为用我们的年纪来说，我们有时候忘记了上次来这里讲过什么了。
And I am always afraid I might just preach the same thing again.
我很怕我又重复讲我上次讲的信息。
But then most of you would have forgotten.
但我相信你们很多人也会忘记了。
So you wouldn't remember either.
你们也不会记得我上次讲了什么。
I told them, when you get older, you do strange things.
所以我就说，我们年纪越来越大，我们就会做一些很奇怪的事。
The other day, I stepped out of the shower.
有一天我就从浴室走出来。
And I brushed my teeth.
我就在刷牙。
And then I got back into the shower.
因为我又回到浴室里面要洗澡。
And I said to myself,
我就跟我自己说
Wait a minute.
我等一等。
You just had a shower.
我刚刚洗完澡哎。
10 minutes ago.
十分钟前。
And I told that this last night also.
我昨天晚上也跟大家分享了一个事情。
You know that there's something wrong with your mind.
那有时候你真的是那个记忆力会。
If you go out to get in your car in the morning.
比如说早上你起床，然后进到车子里面。
And you're eating a banana.
然后你手里拿着香蕉。
And you throw your car keys into the garbage.
然后很容易你就会把车钥匙丢在垃圾桶里面。
And you try to start your car with the banana.
用你的香蕉，正在吃的香蕉，想去开动那个汽车。
And then you're in real trouble.
然后你真的是很混乱了。
If the car starts.
如果那个车可以被你启动，那就更可怕了。
Well, that's just a way to say that the joy of the Lord is our strength.
那这个是让大家感觉神的喜乐就是我们的力量。
And so we look back.
好，我们回顾。
And remember God's faithfulness.
我们就记得神的那个信实。
And for my wife and I, it's 50 years in the ministry together.
那我和我太太也是一起服侍了五十年。
And so for the last 2 years.
所以在过去这两年里面。
Every month at our headquarters.
在我们的祷告中心每一个月。
On a Saturday, we have a school of prayer.
那礼拜六我们就是有那个祷告学校。
And for 2 years now,
那我们已经进行了两年了。
I've decided to do what I would call mentoring about these experiences.
那我就决定我们要来花一段时间来用我们的经历来指导大家。
And because all of this has been a journey of prayer,
因为我们所走过的一条路就是一条祷告的路。
I refer to this as prayer paths.
那我称之为祷告之路。
And I rather than just teach, I just share my heart.
我不是这么很这样教导，很系统性教导，我就是要从心里面跟他们分享一些的心里的话和经验。
And so I've decided on this occasion to take what I think is one of the most important messages that I could ever share.
那我就用这段时间跟大家来分享一个我觉得是最最重要的一篇信息。
I've even thought that if I could only share one message to every Christian on earth at one time, what would that message be?
我曾经想过，如果我只有一个机会跟全世界的基督徒分享一个信息，那个信息是什么呢？
And I really believe it would be what I'm sharing with you this morning.
那我相信就是我今天要跟大家分享的信息。
And I title this Romancing the Word.
那我给他的题目就是热恋神的话。
The Transforming Power of Falling in Love with God's Word.
以爱慕神的话语带出的转化能力。
And in a few moments, I'll share how that happened in my life.
那等一下我就会分享这个事情怎么在我生命里发生。
And I really want to share three things.
那我要分享三个重点。
The first I refer to as revelations.
第一个重点是神的启示。
Now, I'm not talking about the last book of the Bible.
我不是讲启示录的启示。
I'm talking about how God reveals himself to us through his word.
那我要讲神怎么用他的话语来向我们启示他自己。
And then I'm going to share on reflections.
然后我再来跟大家分享反思。
That means looking back at God's faithfulness in the things that he's done.
然后就是回顾以往神的信实和他所做的事情。
And the third thing is realities.
那第三个就是现实。
What have I learned from these unusual experiences that have stayed with me all these years?
那在过去这么多年里面，这些神怎么做奇妙的事情，我学到什么的功课？
So first of all, I want to share prayer path revelations.
那第一点我要分享祷告之路启示。
Just for a moment, a journey into God's word.
就是用一个来我们称之为话语之旅，开始一个旅程。
And、this would be an introduction to some stories I want to tell you.
那这个就是我要跟大家分享一些故事的一个的起头。
The longest chapter in the Bible is Psalm 119.
那圣经里面最长的一章圣经就是诗篇119篇。
And the entire Psalm is about the Word of God.
那整卷的诗篇都是关于神话语的。
Look at some verses from this chapter.
那我们要从这一章圣经里面看一些他的经节。
Psalm 119 verses 47 and 48.
诗篇119篇47到48节。
How I delight in your commands, how I love them.
我要在你的命令中止乐，这命令素来是我所爱的。
I honor and love your commands.
我又要高举尊荣你的命令。
The psalmist is saying, I'm in love with your word.
就是说我真的爱上你的话了。
And I honor your word.
我要高举你的话。
To honor someone is to respect them.
那高举就是讲到尊荣，就是讲到要尊敬他们。
To give attention to them.
就是要留意他们。
How much do we love God's word?
我们怎么样来爱神的话呢？
Psalm 119 verse 97.
那诗篇119篇97节。
Oh, how I love your instructions. I think about them all day long.
我何等爱慕你的律法，终日不住的思想。
If you want to enter into God's rest in your life,
如果你想现在进入到神的安息里面,
then get into the Word of God,
那你就要进到他的话语里面,
and take the Word of God with you all day long.
每一天终日来思想他的话。
Psalm 119, verse 127.
诗篇119篇127节。
Truly, I love your commands more than gold, even than the finest gold.
真的，我爱你的命令胜于金子，更胜于金金。
And so there we see that expression again of loving his word.
我们就看到怎么来表达我们对他话语的爱慕。
One of my favorite scriptures from the old King James Version of the Bible is Psalm 119, verse 165.
那我很喜欢用 KJV 版本的圣经里面的一节。
It says, Great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them.
他说爱你律法的人有大平安，什么都不能使他们绊脚。
The more we live in God's word,
那我们更多的活在神的话语里面，
the less we are offended by anything.
我们就不会觉得被冒犯了。
Because we have great peace.
因为我们里面有大平安。
And look at Psalm 107.
那再看看诗篇107篇。
Verse 20.
那20节。
He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions.
他发命医治他们，救他们脱离死亡。
And so we see the power of God's word when it goes forth.
我们看到神的话语发出去。
And then Isaiah chapter 40 verse 8.
那然后再看以赛亚书四十章第八节。
It's one of the great verses in the Bible about God's word.
这个就是神话语整本圣经里面关于神话语的一段非常漂亮的描述。
It says the grass withers and the flower fades, but the word of God stands forever.
他说草必枯干，花必凋残，唯有我们神的话必永远立定。
Now I know that if I asked you how many here are born again, almost all of you would raise your hands.
如果我问大家在我们当中谁已经重生了，你可能很大部分的人都会举起手来。
Maybe it would be all of you.
可能是全部人都会举起手来。
But do you know what happened when you were born again?
但是你知道你重生那一刻是什么事情发生吗？
You know the process that took place.
你知道你怎么可以重生呢？
How did it happen?
怎么发生的？怎么让什么让你可以重生？ 1
Peter chapter 1 verse 23 tells us.
彼得前书一章二十三节告诉我们。
It says, "For you have been born again through the living and enduring Word of God."
他说，你们蒙了重生，是借着神活泼长存的道。
The Word of God was given to you.
是神的话把这个重生的生命放在你里面。
In some way.
就是用他的方法。
And through the power of His Word.
透过他话语的能力。
Something happened in your heart.
就是你心里面产生一个奇妙的工作。
And you believed.
你就相信了。
And you became transformed.
你就被转化了。
Because Paul the Apostle said this.
因为使徒保罗这样说。
If any man be in Christ.
有人任何人在基督里面。
He or she is a new creation.
他就成为一个新造的人。
It's through the power of God's word.
是透过神话语的能力。
So those are some revelations.
所以这里面就是一个启示。
That lead me to tell you these two personal stories.
以致我透过这个启示，我要跟大家分享我自己两个的经历。
Absolutely transformed my life.
这个是完全改变我的生命的经历。
When it comes to the significance of this book.
就是讲到神话语的那个重要性。
And my prayer this morning.
我今天早上有一个祷告。
And the desire of my heart.
就是我心愿的。
For every one of you.
我心里面愿望就是你们每一个人。
Every day.
每一天。
For the rest of your life,
就是你往后的一生
you will not let one day go by,
你不可以浪费任何一天
without opening God's word,
没有去读神的话
and taking time to hear from Him,
就要花时间来聆听他的话
So everybody smile,
所以每个人都要笑哦
You're about to be transformed,
你要开始进入转化了
by the Holy Spirit,
透过圣灵
to fall in love with God's word,
爱上了神的话
Now back many years ago,
那很多年前
It would be about 45 years ago
可能大概45年前
Maybe a few years more than that
甚至比这个更多
God spoke to my wife and I
神跟我和太太讲了
When we were youth pastors of a church in California
那时候我们在加州一个大教会里面
And it was a great church
那个教会非常棒
It was about as large as this church
那个教会的大堂就是跟这里差不多大
And we were youth pastors
我们在那边做青年的牧者
But we saw how troubled the young people in California were.
那时候我们看到加州很多青年的败坏。
There was a movement of much drug addiction.
那时候已经开始有那个吸毒啊那些事情。
Back in those days, they called it the hippie movement.
那时候叫做嬉皮士运动。
And young people were in so much trouble.
那也年轻人经常就是很多麻烦。
And I began to realize that only prayer was going to change this.
那我就发现唯有透过祷告可以改变这些年轻人。
Only prayer can bring revival.
只有透过祷告来带来复兴。
And so God spoke to us to start a prayer center.
那神就是跟我们说要开始一个祷告中心。
Where young people would pray day and night.
让年轻人来到里面昼夜不止息的祷告。
And we would challenge young people.
那我们就是会挑战这些年轻人。
After they finished what we would call high school before the university.
就是说他们中学毕业之后要进入大学之前。
That they would give a sacrifice.
他们要来做一个牺牲。
Of one entire year.
一整年的时间
to join us,
花着一整年的时间来加入我们
and do nothing but pray day and night.
什么事都不做只是从早到晚祷告
and we even encouraged them that they would help raise their own support
甚至我们挑战他们自己来筹款
so we could do this
来支持他们的经费
And we needed to buy some buildings to be able to have this prayer center.
我们就要开始来筹，要买一些的地方来做这个祷告的中
心。We had to have a place for the young men and a place for the young ladies.
那我们要两个地方，一个就是为年轻的女士，一位就是年轻的男孩子。
And then we would need a special room where prayer would go on day and night.
那我们需要一个地方来就是昼夜的祷告的地方。
Now we had only one problem.
那我们唯有一个问题。
We had no money.
我们一点钱都没有。
We had none.
我们真的什么钱都没有。
And we were stepping out on faith.
那我们就是凭信心跨出去。
And we were in a great church.
我们已经在一个大教会里面服侍了。
And they gave us a very good salary.
那时候他们给我们的薪水是不错的薪水。
They even provided a car for us to have our own car.
甚至教会就是给我们一辆车子来用。
They were very generous.
所以他们对我们很慷慨。
But now we were stepping out.
但是如果我们离开了这个大教会。
Totally in faith.
完全凭着信心踏出去。
And so I began to get concerned.
我就开始担心了。
Was this vision really of God?
那这个意象真的是从神来的吗？
I didn't want to make a mistake.
我不想犯错。
Now the church where we were was a round church, in the round.
我们服侍的教会是圆形的大堂。
And a big dome.
那顶部就是一个圆形
的球
状的。
And around the outer walls were classrooms.
那在所有外墙的里面就是我们一系列的那个课室。
I'm telling you this detail for a reason.
那我是要特别把细节告诉大家是有原因的。
And in those classrooms,
那在这些课室里面
on the outer walls,
就是外墙
there were small square stained glass windows.
外墙就是有很多玻璃，颜色玻璃的窗户。
So when the outside light was shining, it would come through the most beautiful colors.
所以外面的亮光就会透过这些彩色玻璃照进到房间里
面。I also tell you that for a reason.
我这样告诉大家这细节也是有原因的。
Because one of those rooms,
因为其中有一个这样的课室。
Is where I would like to go to pray every day.
我很喜欢到那里，每天在那里祷告。
Because during the week,weekdays there wouldn't be people in them.
因为在周日的时候很少人去那里。
They would only be used for classes on Sundays.
那这些只是主要用来主日的时候做装备课程。
So one day,
那有一天
before actually starting the ministry,
我要开始服侍之前
I came one afternoon to pray.
我一个下午我就进到那边祷告。
It was possibly about 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
可能就是下午三点钟的时候。
And when I walked in,
那我进到里面
I had a bigger Bible than this.
我有一本比这本大一点的圣经。
At the end of this message, I actually have a picture of my old Bible.
那就是在这个信息最后一个的版面，我会让大家看那本圣经。
You'll see what I'm talking about.
你就会知道我讲的圣经是什么样的。
So there was a podium made of wood.
那在那个课室里面有一个木做的讲台。
And I decided I was just going to walk around and pray.
我决定我就要一边走一边祷告。
I really wanted to discern God's will.
我真的是想去明白神的旨意。
I needed to hear from God.
我需要从神那里听到他跟我讲话。
And I laid my Bible on the podium.
我就把我的圣经放在讲台上。
And I started to walk in prayer.
所以我开始一边走一边祷告。
Praying and seeking God.
就是祷告啊，寻求神啊。
It must have been 2 hours or so.
那我想已经过了两个小时了。
But it was a long time.
那对我来说一个蛮长的时间。
And all of a sudden,
那突然之间
I spoke to God.
我就跟神讲了这句
话。And I asked him a question.
我就问神一个问题。
How many believe God can still speak to people today?
我们当中多少人也知道神会到如今讲话的？
I was just learning to hear his voice.
我那时候正在学怎么听神的声音。
And so suddenly I just said,
突然间我就跟神说
Oh God!
哦，神啊！
If this is really your will,
如果这真的是你想的
if it's really true,
如果这是真的
speak to me,
你向我说
do you want me to start this prayer ministry?
你真的想我开始这样的祷告服事吗？祷告事工吗？
Is the vision that I've had really from you?
那这个意象真的是从你来的吗？
Is it true?
是真的吗？
And God spoke to me,
啊，神就向我说了
yes,
他说
yes.
是 yes.
This is true.
这个是真的。
This is my will for you.
这个是我给你的心意。
And then I started to praise the Lord.
我开始就赞美他了。
And then I stopped.
然后我就停下来。
And then I said to myself,
然后我就跟自己说
What if that wasn't really God?
如果这不是从神来的怎么办？
What if that's your own flesh?
如果是从我的血气而来的
What if you're just making up what you heard?
如果我只是 编造编自己编出来的怎么办
And then I remembered what a Bible teacher said.
然后我记得有一个圣经老师这样讲
a lady Bible teacher.
一个女士一个圣很好的圣经老师说 从纽西兰来的
who had such a depth in the word of God.
她对神的话有很深的认识
She said, whenever you're seeking divine guidance,
所以他就跟我说过，如果你要求从神而来的旨意
and you need to know for certain,
你要确实知道那个是真的从神来的
don't just rely on your own emotion,
不要取决于你自己的情感
and even be careful if you hear voices,
甚至你听到声音也要小心
yes, it may be God,
是他是一位
but always,
神他是
confirm it in his word.
这位神永远是用他自己的话来印证他的带领。
Now the sun was going down.
那时候日头下落。
And some of the light was still coming through.
那还有亮光那个太阳的亮光进来。
And I looked at my Bible.
我就看着我的圣经。
And I walked over to my Bible.
我就走到靠近我的圣经。
And I said,
我就说
Lord,
主啊
I'm going to open the Bible.
我要打开我的圣经。
I close my eyes.
我闭上我的眼睛。
And I'm going to point.
我会指到一处。
And if this vision is really true,
如果这个意象是真的
I want you to speak to me.
我要你透过这个境界来向我说话。
Now the sun was now going down.
那你知道日落的时候。
And the light switch was way over on the wall.
那边远处是有一个可以亮灯的开关。
So instead of turning the light on,
我没有去把灯打开。
I just looked very carefully.
我就很小心的看着我的圣经。
And I said, Lord, I'm going to open your Bible.
所以我说主啊，我真的要把你圣经打开来。
If this is you,
如果这是从你来的，
if it's true,
如果是真的，
speak to me.
向我说话。
And then I took my fingers.
我就圣经是合起来，我就
放。I started to open my Bible.
把我的手指放在里面，就要开始打开它。
And then I stopped.
然后我就停下来。
Because I thought my hands are in. My hands are in the Old Testament.
现在我的手应该翻开的是旧约圣经。
And the way things go for me sometimes, I think I might open to 1 Chronicles chapter 1.
有时候我就觉得啊，我会翻到是不是历代志上第一章呢？
That's where you have all the begats.
那意思就是谁生了谁生。
And if I said, God, is this vision true?
我说神啊，如果这个意象是真的。
And I heard him say yes.
如果我听到你说是 yes.
Okay, give me a verse.
那你就把一节圣经赐给我。
And if I read about people begatting each other.
如果我只是看到谁生了谁又生了谁。
I don't want that kind of promise.
我不想要这样的一个应许啊。
So I decided to reach toward the New Testament.
所以我觉得我的手要放在新约圣经。
To get a better verse.
然后去找应该那边有一些经节比较好。
So I reached for the New Testament.
所以我就把手就大概放到新约圣经，我就打开来了。
And I pointed.
然后我就手指一指。
And then I looked.
然后我就看。
My Bible was upside down.
我的圣经是倒过头来的。
And I started to say, "Oh, this is foolish."
我说这个真是愚蠢呐。
And the Lord said, "No, no."
那神说不是不是。
Read what you just pointed at.
你读一下你的手指指的地方。
It was Numbers 23:19.
那个就是民数记23:19。
It's the only verse like this in the entire Bible.
整个圣经里面只有这一节这么独特。
God is not a man that he should lie.
他说神非人必不自说谎。
Neither the son of man that he should repent.
也非人子必不自后悔。
Hath he said and shall he not do it?
他说话岂不照着行呢？
Hath he spoken and shall he not make it good?
他发言岂不要成就呢？
That's what the Lord said to me.
这个真是神给我说的话。
When I opened up my upside down Bible.
我就打开我这个倒过头放的圣经。
Out of the thousands of verses in the Bible.
那几千几万节圣经里面。
That was the one verse I pointed at.
那就是这一节我的手指就指中了。
Sometimes I think God has a sense of humor.
我就觉得神有时候真的很幽默。
But he spoke to me that day.
但是他那天就向我说话了。
And he said, my promises are true.
他说我的应许是真的。
And I learned to begin to trust in God's word.
我就开始学习去相信信靠神的话。
And so I share finally the realities of what I learned from this.
最后我要跟大家分享我从这些经验来学到的功课。
But before I need to tell you one more story.
那在这之前我还要告诉大家一个故事。
And I almost forgot to tell you this story.
我差点忘了要跟大家讲这个故事。
But some months later.
就是几个月之后。
I was invited to a college, a Bible college campus.
我就被邀请到一个圣经学院的一个就一个大学校园里。
I was still in my 20s. I was young.
那时候我很年轻，二十多岁。
And we had been conducting prayer retreats.
我们在那边有带祷告的退休会。
With young people.
就是带年轻人。
Where we would go up into the mountains on a weekend.
我们就花周末的时间到了山上去祷告。
And we would spend all that weekend, all night praying.
我们就会整个周末从晚到早，早到晚。
And all the next day waiting on the Lord.
然后整天在那边等候神。
And God began to do some wonderful miracles.
神就开始做一些很奇妙的神迹。
And some of the Bible College presidents,
那有一些这一些的祷告学校的校长
of Bible colleges of our denomination,
或者是圣经学院的院长
had heard about this.
那听到我做这些事
and they wanted to see revival on their campuses.
那他们很想在校园里面看到复兴
Now in our denomination,
那你知道在我们的宗派里面
all of our Bible schools,
所有我们的圣经学院
have a special week,
都有一个期特别的一周
in the fall months.
就是四个月就会有
And then in the springtime months
就是在秋天秋季的时候和春季的时候
Where they'll set aside 1 week
他们就会特别有一周的时间
It's like to have a spiritual emphasis time
他们就是做一个来灵命成长像我们的培灵会
It's like a week of revival
就是有一周这些培灵复兴会
And they would always invite a speaker
他们有通常是邀请一些很出名的讲员
But the speakers were usually much older than I was
那些讲员通常比我年纪大很多
And they would be the famous preachers of the denomination
会是这个宗派里面很出名的讲员
And I was young
那时候我很年轻
I didn't even really have sermons like some people had
我甚至没有像有些人那个道讲的那么好
Often I would just spend the daytime in the daytime praying and saying God what should I share
很多时候我就白天的时候祷告啊神啊我要分享什么呢
And actually on many occasions
那甚至很多这样的时候
God would just give me a passage of scripture
神就给我一段的圣经
And then I would just share about it.
那我就用这段圣经跟大家分享。
And perhaps tell a story or two of things that God had been doing.
那就跟他们分享一两个神在我生命所做
的故事。And then we would just wait on God.
然后我们就一起来等候神。
And the Holy Spirit would come.
然后圣灵就会临到。
And in amazing ways.
你就是很奇妙的方式。
So I went to one college in California.
所以我去到加州其中一个圣经学院。
It was for a spiritual emphasis week.
那一周刚好是他们的属灵那个培灵的培灵的复兴会。
And I can tell you something about that week.
那我就可以跟大家分享那一周发生什么事。
On the first night, the Holy Spirit just came.
第一个晚上圣灵就临到了。
The power of God's Spirit came on students.
神的圣灵大能就临到所有的学生。
Literally 100 or 200 of them fell under the power of God.
就是一百到两百个学生就是扑倒在地上面。
Many were into the presence of God for the entire night.
就整天晚上他们就停留在神的同在里面。
And then for about 3 days.
那就是这样持续了三天。
All the classes that were normally scheduled were canceled.
所有原本安排好的课程，所有都取消了。
Many of the students never even left the chapel except to maybe go to the toilet or something. They never left for 3 or 4 days.
三四天之内，除了要上厕所，有些学生是整天就在那个大堂铺在地上。
Just an amazing work of the Holy Spirit.
哇，神做的实在实在是奇妙的事。
And there were so many unusual miracles that happened in their lives.
有很多不寻常的成绩就发生在他们生命。
I sometimes wish I had more time to tell you some of the individual miracles.
有时候我很真正想有多些时间跟大家分享这些人身上的奇妙的故事。
But I want to tell you what happened before that first night.
但是我要跟大家分享，就是第一个晚上之前到底有什么事。
I had arrived at the college in the afternoon.
我大概下午的时间就到达这个学校。
And I came very early.
我很早就到。
For the evening meeting.
就是要预备晚上的聚会。
To try and find a place to pray.
我就要找一个地方我可以祷告。
And I was going to pray right up to the service.
那我就要在那边祷告到开始晚上的聚会开始。
And someone told me, when I arrived at the campus,
当我来到这个学校的时候，有人就告诉我
that they had just built a brand new prayer chapel.
他们刚刚盖好了一个新的祷告殿
Just a small little chapel
一个很小的祷告殿
And I thought, oh, that's the perfect place to pray.
我说啊，那个就是我要祷告的地方。
They told me you can go there and be alone.
然后他们就说哦，你可以。
And so I went to this chapel.
哦，我自己就走到那个地方。
No, I'm telling you, it's very small.
我跟大家说，真的很小。
Maybe 3 or 4 steps from one side to the other.
这个左右就是中间只有三四步那么宽。
And when you went in the front door,
然后你从正门进去
there was a place to kneel all the way around the rest of the walls.
那就是在墙的周围都是有这些祷告。
Where you could get on your knees and
就是那个垫子，你就可以跪下来在那
边祷告。Like an altar rail.
就像一个祷告祭坛这样。
And the interesting thing,
那很奇妙。
There were little stained glass windows.
那同样就是墙上都有这些彩色玻璃。
Just like in the church where we were.
就是好像我以前教会那个彩色玻璃一样。
And it was afternoon and the light was shining through.
那同样下午那个日落的阳光照进来。
And I had prayed for some time.
我就花了很长时间在那边祷告。
And all of a sudden, God's presence was just filling the room.
突然间神的同在就临到整个
房间。And I was kneeling.
房间。那我就跪在那里。
And for some reason.
那有特别的因为。
On my knees.
很特别 我在
I just turned
我就转过身来
And I saw my Bible
我就看到我的圣经
My much bigger Bible
当然比这个要大
Open
打开的
On the altar
在那个祭坛上面
And the light was just shining down on it
外面的阳光就从彩色玻璃照到那个圣经上
And I was just overwhelmed with a hunger for his word
我突然间我里面涌出一个完全淹没的一个对神话语的一个渴慕
If it had been a physical meal, I would have eaten the whole thing at one time.
如果那个是一个食物的话，我一个整个食物把它吞下去。
And I'm looking at it.
我就看着那个圣经。
And so I turned.
我就转过来。
And I didn't even stand up.
我没有站起来。
Because it's not that far across the room.
因为那个房间很小，我不用站起来走过去。
So on my knees, I just kind of crawled.
我的膝盖就是大概这样跪着过去。
Over to where the Bible was.
我就。去到圣经的旁边
and I just lifted my face.
然后我就扬起脸来
and I said, "Oh God."
我说神啊
I love your word.
我真的好爱你的话
I so love your word.
我真的好爱好爱你的话
and then I did something.
然后我就做了一件事
that you might think is unusual.
你可以想象这不是一般人做的
I had never done it before.
我从来以前我自己也没做过
and I did not know.
我现在也没有
that in just a moment's time.
我就跪跪下来。
One of the deepest things God did in my life would happen.
那一瞬间，神让我做了。
Looking at His Word.
我看着他的话。
And tears were coming.
那我的眼泪流下来。
I bent over.
我就弯下腰来。
And I kissed the pages.
然后我就轻轻轻轻那个圣经。
And then I lifted my face.
我亲两下。
And all I can tell you is that a baptism of God's presence came.
我完全就是好像被神的同在完全淹没了。
A love for His Word.
我就有那份对神话语的那个很深的爱慕。
And I realized this is.
我突然间觉得
this is not an ordinary book.
这个不是一般寻常的书。
This book is alive.
这本书是活的。
It is an extension of God's nature and character.
是神。本质性格的一个延伸。
When you touch God's word from day to day,
当你每一天去触摸神的话
you are touching God.
你就是触摸到神。
And when God does this kind of a work in your life,
然后当神在你生命做这样的工作
every day,
每一天
you have a craving.
你就有那个饥渴。
You want to know what God has to say.
你就要很想知道神在说什么。
And so I began reading my Bible every day, of course.
当然，我就每一天开始来读我的圣经。
And even each year,
甚至每一年。
So that starting on the 1st of January,
所以从每年的一月一号开始。
I would have so many chapters.
我就会读很多章。
By the end of December,
那去到十二月最后。
I would be in Revelation.
我就会到了启示录。
And I would seek an understanding of God's ways through His Word.
我就是透过神的话，一定要来明白它。
Let me share one other scripture.
那我要再跟大家分享另一节圣经。
Hebrews chapter 1 verse 3.
希伯来书一章三节。
This is in the Message Bible.
这个是在信息版圣经。
Which is a unique paraphrase of the original language.
是从原本原文里面用一个很独特的方式来翻译它。
And so the wording is very unique.
那他所用的字句是很独特的。
Look at what it says.
你就要看看他怎么说。
By his son, that's Jesus,
就是借着他儿子，就耶稣基督。
God created the world in the beginning.
神起初创造了诸世界。
Did you know that it was Jesus that God used to create the world?
你知道吗？神是借着耶稣创造了整个世界。
And it says, and it will all belong to the Son at the end.
他说又早已立他为承受万有的。
This Son perfectly mirrors God.
这个神的儿子是神原本的形象。
And is stamped with God's nature.
是他荣耀所发的光辉，是神本体的真相。
Now the next sentence is so important.
最后那一句是非常非常重要的。
It says he holds everything together by what he says.
他说他常用他全能的命令托住万有。
His powerful words.
他全能的话语。
If you want your life to be held together,
如果你想你的生命是一个整全的生命，
this is where to go.
这个就是我们要进入的。
Now, personally, I cannot spend a time in prayer without having the Word of God with me.
我完全没有神的话，我完全进入不了我的祷告生命。
Now, I know God can hear us anytime.
我当然知道神可以每一天都应许我们的祷告。
But this to me is God speaking.
但是这个就是神向我们说的话。
And even though I read the same thing year after year,
甚至每一年我读到同样的经节，
even yesterday,
甚至昨天，
seeing new things,
我就看到新鲜的亮光，
as the Holy Spirit speaks,
好像就是圣灵向我说的。
Oh, and I promise you,
神，我应允你，
if you fall in love with God's word,
如果你真的爱上了神的话，
you will fall more in love with God himself,
你就会真的更深爱上了神自己。
You will see more about God,
你会认识神更多。
And so I give you this simple principle at the end.
所以最后我要跟大家分享这个热恋的法则。
A principle is a foundational truth for life.
就是这个是我们生命的一个根基。
And here's the principle God gave me.
那这个就是神给我的一个法则。
Let me read it for you.
我要问大家讲出，读出来。
God's word is the only certain standard upon which his children can build a sure foundation for spiritual growth and maturity.
神的话语是唯一的可以让神的儿女建造一个稳固的根基，让灵命成长及成熟的准则。
To romance God's word is thus to cultivate such an affection for his word that regular Bible engagement or Bible reading is a compelling daily habit of the believer's life.
热念神的话就是对神的话产生这样如此的感情，以致恒常读经成为信徒生命中一个无法抗拒的日常习惯。
So I ask a question.
所以我要问大家一个问题。
When you look at your Bible,
当你读看到你的圣经，
and you open it anywhere,
你就随便翻开一处，
are there any signs or indications that you've actually been in that chapter before?
里面有没有任何的记号就是你曾经读过这一段？
Have you circled anything or underlined something?
你有没有穿起一些字眼，然后画上一些线？
Have you made any notes?
你有没有在旁边写一些的写一些 notes?
Have you ever gotten one of these highlighting pens and highlighted what God says to you?
那些颜色笔可以就是画出神在这里跟你讲的话。
After that experience in that chapel,
那就是我在这个祷告殿里面如此的经历了神。
I made a determination.
我就在心里面做了一个决心。
At that time we started traveling all over the world.
那时候我们就开始要去到世界各地。
But my wife could not go with me.
那有那一段时间我太太刚好不能跟我们一起。
Little,
因为我们的孩子还是很小。
And so when I was gone,
所以当我离开的时候，
on some days you would have the whole day free.
那有时候我有一整天是空闲的。
Because at night you would be speaking.
因为晚上才开始要分享。
And I made a decision,
我就做了一个决定，
that instead of going sightseeing,
我不会去看观光，
I would spend time sightseeing in his word.
我会花时间观看神的话。
And I started using coloring pencils,
我开始用那些颜色笔在那边画。
For different themes,
要不同的主题我就有不同的颜色。
I even developed what I called the university of the word.
那我就开始了发展了我自己的一套就是神话语的大学。
The word university means a place of learning at the highest level.
就是也大学就是代表高等教育。
And I believe there was no place of learning higher in God than his word.
那我相信对于神你想学更多吗？没有比 比他话语更高的高的教育。
And I learned something.
所以我就发现，我就学到了。
This is so exciting to tell you this.
那我真的是很兴奋要告诉大家。
That the more time I spent in God's word,
我在神的话语里面花更多的时间。
The more He would do for me,
更多他就
everywhere else
为我在其他地方工作。
In other words, if I spent time in prayer and in His word,
就是说我花时间读他的话。
He would win the battles.
他就为我打胜仗了。
And that so encouraged me.
这个对我非常大的激励。
That even though I lead a ministry,
即使我已经带领我的服事，
with 150 nations,
我现在事工已经遍及150个国家。
Where we are doing campaigns to go to every home.
那我们就在每一个城市要去把福音带到每一个家庭。
And last year we followed up more than 1 million decisions and responses every month.
那去年我们每一个月收到那个决志更进表是超过100万的。
And those were with Bible lessons.
那些就是我们要给他们上圣
经课。Last year, our ministry started more than 25,000 new church fellowships, baby churches.
那去年我们开始了超过25,000个这样的小小的教会。
I didn't do that.
我自己没有去做。
God did that.
是神做的。
And so I'm telling you from my heart.
所以我在打心里面要告诉大家。
Fall in love with God's word.
爱他的话，爱慕他的话。
And I have a picture of my old Bible.
那我要给大家看看我以前用过的一本圣经。
And there's just some of the pages I've gone through these three Bibles.
我已经三本都是我以前曾经用过的。
And I know it looks messy.
我知道看上去哎呀很
Because I write everywhere.
乱七八糟，因为我到处都会写笔记。
But If I, as I spent time in God's presence in His Word,
当我在花时间在他的话语在他同在里面
He would give me rest.
他就给我安息
If you want to learn to rest in the Lord,
如果你真的想学会安息在主里面
Rest in His Word,
就是要先安息在他的话里面
And so I challenge you.
所以我要挑战每一位
Accept this challenge today.
今天你接受这样的挑战
And ask God
然后问神
to let a seed come into your heart
让那个种子进到你的心里面
that would produce a hunger for more of Him
那个种子会让你里面产生对他的一个很大的渴慕
that will come through His Word
就是对他话语的渴慕
Now everyone smile
每个人现在微笑哦
Because this is exciting.
因为这个真的让人很兴奋。
Back in America many years ago,
在美国很多年前
during what was called the Great Depression,
那个时候就是大衰衰条的时候
so many people were suffering.
很多人很惨。
And there was a preacher,
就是曾经有一个
standing on the corner,
讲道的人他就说
preaching from his Bible,
是从他的圣经里面他开始分享
trying to get people to listen,
就是很想人去听他的道
and no one would stop.
没有人停下来
so he put his Bible on the ground.
所以他就把圣经放在地上
and he took his hat off.
他就把他的帽子打开
and he put the hat down.
然后把帽子放在圣经上面
and then he started jumping up and down.
然后就开始在跳啊
and he started yelling.
他开始又大声叫
It's alive! It's alive! It's alive!
是活着，是活着的，活着的
and everyone wondered what he had.
就每个人就问他那就奇怪他在里面是什么
they came running to look at what was alive.
很多人就停下来看他什么活着
and then he lifted his hat up.
然后他把他的帽子拿开
and he took his Bible.
然后他就拿起他的圣经
and he began to speak to them.
他开始就向他们讲道
and they listened.
他们就听了
Listen, this book is alive.
你知道吗这个本书是活的
and I want to encourage you to be in it every day.
我要鼓励大家每天进到它里面。
Let me just pray for you.
我要为大家祷告。
Father God, thank you for your word.
父神为了你的话语我感恩。
We give thanks for so many things.
我要我们为很多很多事情感恩。
But Lord, help us to fall in love with your word.
但是主啊，我求你让我们爱上你的话。
Lord, I know you're speaking this to me now.
我知道你现在正对我说这个话。
Because I believe a great revival is coming around the world.
因为我知道现在有个大复兴要临到这世界。
And we need believers to help in that revival.
我们需要更多的信徒来看帮助迎接这个复兴。
We do not want to be weak.
我们不想很软弱。
We want to be strong in your
word. 我们要在你的话语里面坚强。
And so you're preparing us for the great harvest.
所以你预备我们迎接这大复兴。
And for us to grow.
对，要我们要成长。
We need to go deeper in your word.
我们就需要进到更深，你的话里面更深。
And the deeper we go,
就更深的进入你的话。
The more we will hear.
我们就更清楚听到你的
声音。So Lord, I pray that you would let a baptism of a love for your word come upon us.
主啊，让那个爱慕你神的话泡浸泡我们。
And may it give you great joy.
让我们就是得着这个大喜乐。
As we honor you through your word.
我们要给把喜乐交托给耶。
We ask this in Jesus' name.
遵从你的话。
And everybody said,
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.